in the clouds of glory, just like the Lord Jesus Christ. And in this connection, you'll find that very often you'll see a picture in which there is the moon, and the stars are gathered in a cluster of 12 around her head like a halo. Now, there's a figure of that in the book of Revelation, and the figure is specifically stated to be Israel, because Israel is the woman who has the man-child who is to be the one to crush the serpent, and that's what the whole passage is about. And the 12 stars going around the head of Israel, of the woman, speaks of the 12 tribes. And you remember that Joseph had a dream, and he said, I dreamed that the 11 stars and the sun and the moon bowed down before me. And his father said, son, I know what that means. That means that all of your brothers who are older than you, and your mother and I, will do obeisance before you as before God. He said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, but nevertheless, he remembered what he was told in this vision. Now, we see then that the moon stands for the mother of Joseph, and the sun stands for the father, because the role of the woman is to reflect the husband. The Lord Jesus Christ is referred to as the Son, S-U-N, of righteousness, and the church reflects the light of the Lord Jesus Christ so that a dark world can see it. And when the church is not reflecting Jesus Christ, the church is not the church. If it allows the earth to come in between and eclipse the sun, then it becomes a worldly organization. Or sometimes it stands between Jesus Christ and the world, you see, because it's carnal. But when it is properly executing its role, it is reflecting the light of the Lord Jesus Christ into the darkness so that we too are lights in the world. Now, we find, therefore, that here the Church of Rome takes this passage and says, this is Mary. And if you will read the Confraternity edition of the Bible, you will find that in chapter 12 of Revelation, where this vision is given, that the footnote says, we know. It is amazing. The footnote says, we know that this speaks of Israel, but we take it to be Mary, the Queen of Heaven. And the stars, the tribes of Israel, are her crown. And the sun and the moon are at the feet of Mary. For all must bow down and worship Mary. We know, but we say something else. Confraternity edition, footnote, get it for yourself out of it. It's amazing. It's unbelievable. Now, in this assumption of Mary, the dogma reads in this wise, and I quote verbatim, we pronounce, we declare and define to be a dogma revealed by God that the Immaculate Mother of God, Mary, ever virgin, see all of these doctrines are rolled up in this one thing and picked up, when the course of her life on earth was finished, was taken up body and soul into heaven. You know, when I was in Rome, I, with an Italian friend, checked the phone book to see how many churches were named after Santa Maria. And out of 400 churches in the precincts of modern Rome, 125 were to Mary alone. And there were not even 12 to Jesus. It's interesting, isn't it? When you get to Rome and you want to change your money, you know where you go? Banco de Spiritu Sanctus, the bank of the Holy Spirit. And when you see signs for wine, it is called the tears of Jesus. Everything has a religious name. And even prostitutes who are Roman Catholics bear special signs. And they are flocking. They will approach any man that walks up to St. Peter's in Rome and accost him to come with them. and they are allowed to do that kind of business in that place. It is an amazing thing that the Roman Catholic Church, which at one time, in the time of Augustine, of Hippo, and in a time previous to that, was very evangelical, it taught Bible doctrine, has become so apostate as all of this. But Protestantism is going the same route, has gone the same route, and we will talk about that at our study next week. But we find that the worship of Mary is something that is very common. I promised you I was going to read from Sheen, and I didn't finish my quote. I want to read the rest of it. He says, "Why then should not she who gave him that body with which he could die, and that blood which he could pour forth, be remembered, not in adoration, but in veneration?" Now he knows adoration means worship. So he, first of all, denies that they adore Mary. He says we simply venerate Mary, as though venerate meant something else. But if you read the book carefully, and this is where people don't use their head, if you read the book carefully, by the way, that occurs on page 110, if you'd like to read the book. And the name of the book is The World's First Love. Guess who? That's on 110. Then he contradicts himself on page 170, where he declares that the wise men adored the Virgin and the babe. What does the Bible say? They worshiped Jesus. He says they adored the Virgin. So he has just denied himself, saying that she is not to be adored but venerated. At least, he says, the wise men did. But that's not his only lapse. If you keep reading carefully on page 169, which, by the way, is over on the left-hand side there, as I remember the page, he falls into his own trap because he says that the Japanese venerated the goddess of mercy, Kwan Aung. And then he describes their veneration as worship. So to Sheen, in his own single book, The World's First Love, he declares that veneration and adoration and worship are the same thing, and that Mary ought to be worshipped because of what she did for the world by bringing Jesus Christ into the world physically. And so we find that in the cultus of Mary, indeed, we have a cult. For the Bible teaches one thing plainly, and the cultus teaches another. And this is what makes the cultus of Satan. Now, that is not to say, you know, you always have to say this because there are people that don't listen and don't think in every crowd. That is not to say that Roman Catholics all worship the devil. Roman Catholics who bow down before images and pray are praying to demons. We saw that in our study of Corinthians. The Bible says so specifically. If you kneel down and pray before a picture or before a Madonna, and I've seen even a Protestant preacher with Madonnas in little shrines in their living room, if you do that, then you are praying to a demon. Secondly, if you pray to the saints, you are engaged in blasphemy, because the saints are creatures and only God is to be worshipped. John fell down at the feet of the angel and he slapped him on his feet and said, "Get up, boy. Worship God and worship God alone." That's putting it in the vernacular, but that's what he did. We find that the Bible teaches plainly you are not to worship the creature. And to venerate Mary is to worship Mary. To worship Mary is blasphemy. It is idolatrous and God condemns it. To call her Queen of Heaven is to give her a name that God condemns in the Scripture. To say she is co-mediator is to declare that the Bible lies when it says there's one, his name is Jesus, and he's a man. These various doctrines of which we have spoken today are satanic for one reason only, and that is they deny what the Scripture teaches. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy word. We know thy word is truth. Help us to weigh not only Roman Catholicism, but the churches to which we belong, including Grace Bible Church, to see whether or not the doctrines that are taught therein are in keeping with Scripture. We know that if the doctrine disagrees with Scripture, it's a lie, it's of the devil. If it agrees with Scripture, it's true, not because the church said it, not because this preacher said it, but because the Bible says it, and the Bible is thy word, and this we believe with all of our hearts. Bless us now with understanding, for we ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake.